We're doing brachos, we're holding 10 lines from the bottom. Rav ikla lebe Gneva. Rav came to Gneva's house. What a name, Gneva. Vitzali shel Shabbat be'erev Shabbat. Now, he was davening, Shabbos davening, on Friday afternoon. So that's what we saw earlier. That Rav holds the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Finish mincha by plaga mincha, and then you could be mekabel Shabbos and daven the Shabbos davening from plaga mincha onwards. Daven matzli Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba la'achorei d'Rav. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was davening behind Rav. The CM Rav, so Rav finished first. That's not a big trick, because he davened the short Shmona Esrei, the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, right? And Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was still davening, because, okay. V'lopaskel etzutei Rav Yirmiyah. And he didn't pass between Rav Yirmiyah and the wall to go sit in his place. He stood respectfully and waited for Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba to finish his mincha. So the Gemara says, Shema minat lat. You see, from this story, one line, you could learn three halachos. Shema minat mitfalel dam shel Shabbat, be'erev Shabbat. You see that you could daven the Shabbos davening on Friday afternoon after plaga mincha. Just make sure to get your mincha in before plaga mincha. Shema minat mitfalel talmid achoy rabo. You see here a student can daven behind his rabbi. The Gemara is going to say, but the halacha says he can't. Okay, we'll see. Mishma mina asu lavo k'neged hamit palelin. You see that you're not allowed to pass in front of someone who's davening. You're going to disturb their kavana. And that's within 4 footsteps where he'll see you. So it's a machlokas here. The Magen Avraham says, you all around him within 4 footsteps, keep a distance. And the Rav Shulchan says, no, just directly in front of him is Aser, but next to him is okay. The Magen Avraham holds that next to him is also a problem. Don't walk. Yeah, within 4 amos, that's called in front of him. The Magen Avraham quotes a Zohar that says 4 amos in every direction, even behind him. Don't walk by. The Shekhinah is there. And the Aruch Shulchan says, no, I don't agree with that pshat in the Zohar. The Zohar meant only in front of him. Where's this relevant? When you have to walk back, you're 3 footsteps, and the guy behind you is still davening, so we run into problems, right? Because usually the latecomers are stuck in the back, so the guy in front of them can't walk back, etc. Okay.
Right. I was trying to get out of the row when someone's davening. More right? Ominous radius.
Right. So you see, we don't do that. That's what the Aruch Shulchan says. The minig is not like the Magen Avraham.
The minig is they don't care in front.
Right. That's also true.
So I remember in another one of your shiurim that I heard that like if there's like an obstacle, like a table or something like that, then that can't right. The whole thing.
So Rav Avraham Shapiro Zatzal said.
The what?
That any item in front of him is enough of a hefsek. If there's a stender, if there's a table, if there's a chair. That's what he said. You have to say something like that. That was his line. So you got to figure something out because otherwise you can't live. So it must be that that's what we have. We can be samachat. I was told by a pretty reliable source that Rav Mordechai Elio said that today we have such poor kavana you could walk right in front of a person.
What did this? Why?
I don't know.
Kavana or that it's not going to make a difference.
You're right. There's a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. That he didn't walk. He said, how could I walk? The Shekhinah's right there. So he didn't seem to hold like Rav Mordechai Elio. Who knows? But I don't know if any of these stories are true. So I wouldn't give him too much weight.
The whole question is, how did the Shekhinah get there? Is it a Tekana Rabbanan? Or is it something that is just that the rabbis instituted something that happens to
you? Okay, good question. So the Gemara says, oh, sir, not allowed to walk in front of someone down there. You see, they walked outside the Dal Ramos. That's how they passed in front of people davening. Wait a second, how did Rav Yirmiyah daven behind his rabbi? He said, you shouldn't daven opposite your Rebbe, behind your Rebbe. And there are two shitas here, Rashi says, because it looks, don't daven opposite him in the same row, because then you show that you're equal to him. Don't daven directly behind him, because that's also, you're like right behind him, I'm next in line. Tosa says, no, we just don't want it, shouldn't look like you're bowing to him, he's your Rebbe, don't daven behind him. So, okay, whatever the explanation is.
What is Rashi's right behind? How close?
It's a good question. That's a good question. How far behind? What?
I guess like 4 amot wouldn't apply in this situation.
I didn't hear you.
You can't apply the 4 amot in this?
You can't apply the 4 amot. So, it says... it says somewhere this idea of 4 amot... right, the Rabbein Yonah and the Rush say once it's out of 4 amos, it's okay. Yes, yeah. Now the Rabbein Yonah and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say, and of course you shouldn't stand in front of your Rebbe and have your back to your Rebbe when you're davening. Okay, now who's your Rebbe? So it seems like Rebbe means Rabbo Muvok or Gadol Ador. Someone who's your prime Rebbe, not just someone who you hear a shear from. Okay, whatever. Okay. To be continued.
Tosfot says, Yesh Mefaresh. What is that?